energetic dance troupe will be followed with a free afterglow performance in the lobby from Eastern Bloc. More information is at CranardCenter.com.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. It's 12:30. Our technical director today is Henry Frain. My name is Celeste Quinn, and I'm joined in the studio now by Tom Rogers, who has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Convicted political fundraiser Tony Roscoe's sentencing is now officially on hold. This morning, U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve granted prosecutors' request to strike Roscoe's scheduled October 28th sentencing date. St. Eve set a status hearing for December. Earlier this week, prosecutors filed a motion to delay the sentencing while the parties engage in discussions that could affect their sentencing postures. According to the ruling, the request all but acknowledges that Roscoe is talking to investigators about what he knows about corruption in state government. He was convicted on charges of launching a $7 million scheme to use his clout with Governor Raul Blagojevich's administration to pressure a contractor and firms wanting to do business with the state for kickbacks. Backers of a salary freeze for the City of Champaign Township supervisor says it's needed to help pass a township tax hike to pay for general assistance. Under a resolution passed by the city council members last night, the supervisor's pay will be frozen for 2 years and then raised 2% each year during the third and fourth years. The township assessor will receive annual 2% raises over 4 years. The pay guidelines take effect after the spring elections. Councilwoman Marcy Dodd says township salaries need to be kept low to persuade voters that a 2 cent township property tax hike on the November ballot will help the poor and not just pay higher salaries.
It's harder to convince people to support a tax raise if the first thing they're going to say to you is, you know, that 2 cents is just going to go to the supervisor's salary. And it's just going to go to salaries. It's not. It's going to go to the poor. But that sets up one extra hurdle in people's minds.
But the measure left a different impression on Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy. Outside the meeting, she said the salary freeze and the small raises seemed to be council members' way of showing their disdain for her and the township's general assistance program for the poor.
You know, the sad thing to me about all of this is they have sort of not valued the township, and I think this is just another form of their method.
Abernathy says she'll announce later this month whether she's running for a second term as supervisor. Urbana School Board has voted to approve a restructuring plan for Urbana High School. The board decided to use a monitoring committee made up of Urbana School District administrators and education experts in the University of Illinois instead of one administrative post to oversee the plan. The vote was 5-2, and one of those against the plan was Benita Rollins-Gay, who said during the meeting school staff should not oversee themselves. But Urbana School District Superintendent Preston Williams says the committee would work in the students' best interests.
We're professionals. We understand what's needed. It's not a conflict of interest, and it's not that we aren't afraid to make tough changes. We do that all of the time.
The restructuring plan is a complete overhaul of Urbana High to give it a better shot at meeting No Child Left Behind standards. District 116 was required to submit a restructuring plan to the state because Urbana High School failed to make adequate yearly progress under No Child Left Behind for 5 years straight. But the high school met standards last year. School officials still want to implement the plan, though. The first meeting for the monitoring committee is October 27th. A new company is hoping to become an electricity supplying competitor to Ameren across much of Illinois. The new company is called New Illinois Cooperative Energy, or NICE. Officials with the company say they hope to sign up thousands of homes and businesses now served by St. Louis-based Ameren and provide them with power early next year. The group is led by the Southwestern Electric Cooperative in southern Illinois, and there's no promise that the energy rates would be lower than Ameren's. Ameren spokesman Lee Morris says his company welcomes the competition. NICE was developed by Illinoisans who are upset with Ameren's electric rate increases. The end of a 10-year rate freeze last year sent many customers' rates soaring. A worldwide effort to boost the healthy lifestyles of young people could become part of the regular schedule for some Champaign and Urbana schools. About 2,000 kids from 12 grade schools took part in an international Walk to School Day this morning. Parents, teachers, police officers, and community leaders accompanied the students in an effort to promote fitness and safety. And some schools are talking with parents about continuing the effort. The event's co-chair, Cynthia Hoyle, says with enough help, the walking school bus could become a daily routine.
You set up a route. You have parents and or volunteers who escort the children. You have a time schedule, and they walk along the designated route, and children are join the walking school bus, and that way they are always able to walk back and forth to school with adult supervision.
Any parents who would like to take part should contact their child's school district. Hoyle, who's a transportation planner with the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, says Walk to School Day also looks to cut down on traffic congestion and point out problems that pedestrians encountered at public works staff. It's the fifth year locally for Walk to School Today. It's organized by CU Safe Routes to Schools. A $25,000 federal grant will also allow the communities to hold a bike rodeo later this year to promote safe riding skills and conduct education campaigns for motorists about safe driving in school zones. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is funded in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency.